We're here, yeah! Welcome to Come to Your Senses with Carlos Jaime. Oh man, we are in a podcast world, so don't freak out, okay? Because I'm used to it, but some people aren't. But yeah, this is going to be fun. I got a great guest. She's a hell of a gal. This is her first time. So, you know, everybody be nice, okay? Don't judge, you know, don't write crazy emails, okay? This is her first time, you know? That's how it is, okay? And I got Brandon, a newcomer. Brandon is my new engineer. How are you doing, Brandon?
Doing good.
You good? Yeah. You good? Are you married?
I'm not.
Okay. I just checking. You know, I don't know. Yeah, I always want to make sure. I'm like, are you happy? I'm not married, but I'm just saying. I'm like, you know, I'm 39 years old. And I'm like, not married. I'm like, that's kind of weird maybe. But all right, I guess.
Not in this day and age.
Not in this day and age? No. We kind of moved on?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't feel 39. Does that feel weird? Is that weird to say?
I think that's normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like, yeah, I'm going to be 40 next year. And I'm like, but I still laugh the same thing I did when I was 15. Like, is that normal? Like, I don't feel like I mean, I kind of matured, but I don't know. I'm just saying.
That's how I feel. I'm going to be 30 next year, and I feel like I'm going to be 20. Just getting younger every year.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow, good for you.
Thank you.
There we go. Well, you know, you're mature. I think you're way mature than I. Your 20 was probably way mature than my 30. I'll
probably.
Tell you that much right there.
Probably.
But then we introduce this lovely lady right here. Her name is Juliet Fruit. Thanks for doing the show. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So how you doing? Everything good?
I'm good. Yeah?
Yeah? Because yeah. I first saw you online talking to Quasi. Or it's Quasi, right?
His name's Quasi. The show's
right.
Hey, it's Quasi.
And it's like an animal. it's an animal that talks, right? Yeah. No, it's a stuffed. I mean, it's
a
like
puppet.
A Muppet. Yeah,
he's
it's
a
like
puppet.
He's like an alternate Muppet, I guess. Would you call a puppet? Because he's like a puppet, but he is in a way. He's not an actual Muppet from Henson Company,
no.
But he's in that same world.
He
I
looks
guess.
Like he could be.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure Jim Henson would have been like. Yeah, he's one of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Jim Henson. Man. You remember him?
Yeah.
Okay, just check. All right. you know, I don't know. Is it, if I remember right, I think, because he died pretty young. He died when he was young, but I think he died of like some weird brain-eating thing, disease or something like
oh,
that.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of creepy or something like that.
Wow.
It was like all over the news or something because he was still pretty young when he passed away. But I think the way he passed away was even more like, oh wow, I'm sorry.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean him.
I don't know. I missed all that.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to. Yeah, well, I'll tell you after the show. Okay,
okay.
Do a little video right there. I'll give you. I teach a lot of people, all you young kids, all this stuff, all the history right here, all the unnecessary, unneeded history at all. But
it's very educational.
Are you political? Are you looking at Trump going like, please God no?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is weird that Donald Trump has gone this far. Like I can't believe it. It's November is coming up, the elections and all that, and I feel like the joke is he gonna like, is this the joke? Like
it seems like a joke.
Yeah, like is he gonna just be like, no, you know what? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Like that.
It seems totally unreal.
Yeah, because I don't feel I'll tell you this. I mean, I'm almost curious to say, like, I don't think I would vote for him, but I'm almost curious to see what it would be like, you know, if he was a president, like, what he would do.
Maybe
like,
we'll find out.
Yeah,
hopefully
I don't
not,
know. But it's like, but it is kind of curious. It is one of those things where I'm like, I just want to see, just for a week, and then we can just kick him out.
It's an alternate reality.
Yeah, I know. That'd be cool. Donald Trump's, I know, like 20 years ago, I would have been like, if someone said like Donald Trump is like almost going to be our president, I would have been like, really?
Are you sure?
Are you
talking
sure
about the same
that?
Guy?
I think even 2 years ago, I would have been like, no way, no way. The guy from The Apprentice, come on. Mm-hmm. Which I haven't, he has not even done that show. Where's he The Apprentice of? Yeah, I don't even think of how he's an apprentice.
It was about his apprentices.
Yeah, or his apprentice, but I don't know why he would need an apprentice. Because it's like, I mean, unless you're... He wouldn't do that. He's too much of an ego, I think. There's no way. He would kill the apprentice, I think.
Probably.
Man, probably. Like,
he probably needs a lot of help, though, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I think so. I think the fact that he was so supposedly really rich, and yet he was hawking his own cologne... In a way, like he had, like there was Trump cologne.
Ew.
And I was like, why, if you're rich, would you, why, if you're rich, are you like putting this, like Mark Cuban, I don't think is a version of words. Like if Mark Cuban came out with a cologne, it would be really weird. Of like, really, dude? Like, you don't really seem the, you know, the person to do. Ralph Lauren, yes. Mark Cuban, yeah, no. But whatever, it is what it is. You know.
Yeah.
Oh boy. So how is everything else? How's life? Everything's treating you really well?
Life is good.
Life
is really good.
Now, let me ask you, do you get scared easily? Do you...
I get spooked.
Right. Yeah. What is something that you fear? What is something like... I mean, I'm just saying, like, off the top, you know, because I don't know. I'm afraid of heights. I mean, I'm just saying, but that's like... But, like, I have a friend that is, like, afraid of clowns, or some people are afraid of, like, bugs and stuff like that. But,
I mean, I'm a little bit afraid of heights, but it's not, like, debilitating, you know? But I do get the vertigo when I'm up, you know, feel like you're going to fall over.
Yeah, I can't, like, I when I go on the plane, I want to be knocked out. Like, I really, like, would rather be, like, can I just take some medicine so I could just sleep or something? Like, I took Ambien one time. A whole like a whole pill Ambien, and drank like beer, wine, and liquor on the flight, and still was wide awake.
Oh wow!
Yeah, like that's how intense I got, because there was a lot of turbulence like over the Rockies, and I'm like, I was holding my friend's hand too.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's really embarrassing. But and I even spilled water over him because I freaked out and I spilled like this ice water all over his crotch. You know, and I'm like, I'm the worst person. Like I'm the type of guy that would be like I used to hold my mom's hand when I was younger, but then when there's somebody like near me, I'm like, I don't want to ask them, but I'm grabbing the thing, going like white knuckle, like everything's there because I don't know. I'm like I. We're up 20-something thousand feet. This is crazy.
It's not natural.
Yeah. Like, I mean, people are treating this is like, oh, yeah, hey, you know, this is everything I do every day. And I'm like, no, we are, this thing could just, like, this is like a machine that I don't know. I mean, it's like a photocopier at work sometimes doesn't work. And I'm like, this is the same as a plane. They could just be like, oh, the engine's not working. I'm like, what? What are you talking? What are you saying? And then, like... And then you look at the pilots when they come in, you're just like, I'm like, this is serious business, folks. You know, Sully, I mean, should there be a Sully in every flight? Because some people are like, they're walking in, you're just like, all like, whatever, hey, how's it going? Oh, hey, how you doing, buddy? How's it going? And I'm like, what? Like, this should be like military operation. Like, no, you got lives that you got people, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. I'm sorry.
It's real.
Yeah, it is real.
It's real.
But nothing that spooks you or anything like that.
I mean, you know, scary ghosts, that sort of thing.
Are you a believer of ghosts?
Yeah, I have seen I've experienced ghosts before.
Oh, yeah. Brandon, mark this down. Okay, what's going on here?
My ghost story?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. I mean, I've had a couple of ghost experiences, but the one was like in this haunted hotel where I worked and grew up. And it used to be a hospital, and it's converted into a hotel, and it's said to be haunted. And one of the stalls is haunted, one of the places in the hotel. And
so
like
did
the restaurant.
Die in a stall?
I don't know, dude, but I saw the thing.
What was it? What did it look like?
Well, I was in the next stall over, like after this shift I was working there, and just basically something like came down over the top edge of the stall. Whoa. like a hand. I mean, I saw it kind of like half out of the corner of my eye, but it was real, and I heard it too. And like I got out of the stall and I like looked in there, and there's nothing. I was pretty excited that I had this experience.
Oh, really?
So I wasn't scared at that time.
Oh,
I was pretty excited.
Really?
But I've heard like that sound again since then, and
wow.
I'm like, this place is haunted.
Yeah.
But,
and it was a hospital?
It used to be a hospital.
That someone said, hey, you know what?
Let's make this a hotel.
I want to make this a hotel.
Yeah.
This looks very, it looks very cozy, this hospital. You know, like all hospitals look very cozy, you know?
Yeah.
And was it a mental hospital or something like
that?
I think it was.
Oh, it was an asylum.
Oh my gosh.
And a couple of the rooms are said to be haunted, and one of them they don't rent out. They just don't.
Oh,
it's too scary.
Really? And did you ever walk in that room?
No, but I want to.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I want to go back.
What is the name of this place?
It's called, it's in Jerome, Arizona. I think it's called the Asylum. I think it's called the Asylum.
So, hey, Brad, where are you staying at? Oh, wow, it's a beautiful place. It's not a resort. No, it wasn't a resort. It used to be an asylum. They call it the Asylum, actually. Yeah. Me and the kids, oh, the wife, woo, boy, oh, man, that breakfast that they had, wow. You know, a lot of noise, but it was cool. Oh, my God, that is really weird. That is, like... and so I'm pretty sure, like, you probably had, like, those ghost hunters coming in, like you know, trying to figure out stuff. They're like, oh, shit, did you hear that? And
yeah.
It's like, yeah, it was the door.
Yeah.
The door closing. What are you talking about? But wow, that's crazy. So it was a hand. And it was
a,
like,
hand.
Oh, geez. That's a... And then you had other ones, right?
Yeah, since then I would, like, hear things, but not very often. That was the most prominent experience.
But are these places that you were going to haunted, or is it like something where you're actually seeing people, or is it
like, no,
or is
like
it
haunted places?
Haunted,
yeah.
Places, right? Okay, just checking. Yeah, I don't know. You know, damn, I should have bought that Ouija board at Target.
Oh,
we're gonna check that out. You know,
no, don't do it.
No, don't
do it.
You don't want me to do it? Open the gate.
Don't open the gate.
Really? Who does Ouija? Was it Milton Bradley or something? Like, are they like the gatekeepers? Are they are they owned by devils or something? Like, say, you know, demons or something? Like, they're like, don't worry, the Ouija's a fun game.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But no, I'm just trying to see what this. Yeah, I gotta go over there to Jerome, Arizona. Check
it's
that
a haunted
out.
Town.
Haunted town.
The
whole
town
is haunted. Not
yeah.
Even the sign. Well. Oh my gosh! So it's like the mental hospital, the Asylum, which is now a hotel. The City Hall, I would assume, is probably
haunted. Yeah. It's an old mining town.
Yeah, and it's not a ghost town. Like, people still live there, right?
Yeah, people still live there, but a lot of the places are abandoned.
I've never heard of it. It's weird.
It's a beautiful place.
Really? Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's where ghosts hang out. Of course, you're not going to go somewhere annoying. It'd be like. Like, oh, let's go to, you know, Iraq. Let's hang out. Like, yeah, you never heard, like, one of those, like, Iraq or Iran. You're like, you know, one of those places where there's, like, war. They're like, no, there's no ghosts here. Sorry. I don't want to hang out here. Forget that. Yeah, I'm like, I'm on there on Wikipedia, and I'm like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what's going on there. But the reason why I bring it up is because, you know what? I have a friend that's afraid of clowns. And and what I call a News of the World segment.
News of the world.
You know, I'm not afraid of clowns, but I understand why people are afraid of clowns.
Sure.
You know, have you ever seen them or read the book It, or just seen the miniseries, which now they're coming out with the movie It. Tim Curry played the Pennywise, who's great, but it's creepy as hell because it's like, yeah, he's a clown, but he's the creepiest of all clowns. It's like, and that's the thing, clowns are just like when I was a kid growing up, I was like, oh, it's a clown. But later on, like, for some reason, I think when people started seeing old photos of themselves with a clown, they're like, oh, my God, that looks, like, fucking scary as hell.
Yeah. Santa Claus can be pretty creepy, too.
Yeah. So, here, this is a little segment. This is it says, teen says he was attacked by a clown in Coffee County. That's his name of the county. It's called Coffee. You know, that's not, I don't know. I'm pretty sure they have coffee, but I don't think they're known for their coffee. But let's see this right here. And it says they're investigating a report of a juvenile being attacked by a clown. It's being he's being attacked by a clown in Summitville, Tennessee.
Tennessee.
A lot of clowns there. Have you heard anything like that?
No, there are clowns everywhere, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. And it says, according to a release, the sheriff's department received a call Monday night concerning someone dressed in a red hooded sweatshirt and a clown mask with green hair around 9 p.m. on Valentine Road. But how do you know if it's a clown? Like, he's like, no. I mean, is he professionally a clown?
Just because he's wearing a mask,
yeah,
doesn't make him a clown.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's like if I were a Donald Trump mask, doesn't mean I'm like, oh, Donald Trump attacked me. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of weird, you know? But let's hear this. Let's just play this here.
Good evening. I'm Samantha Fisher.
I'm Eric Egan. A 15-year-old told deputies he was walking home and somebody wearing a clown mask came up from behind.
Yeah, the teen says that he was cut by a knife trying to protect himself.
Ouch.
Happened Monday night in the Summitville community in Coffee County.
And new at 5, now Larry Flowers tells us why deputies are warning people against dressing up like clowns.
I went around the curve.
To say that Hunter Tulos was scared last night would be an understatement.
I think the mayor is freaked out about clowns. And
preventative measures.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at
I thought I was going to die.
The 15-year-old was walking home around 9 o'clock Monday night on Volunteer Road in Coffee County.
Volunteer
I heard
Road
something coming
road.
Up behind me. I swung on it, and I cut my hand on the knife they had in their hand.
He says the person was wearing what appeared to be a clown mask with green hair and a red hoodie.
I fell down on the ground checking out my hand, and it's standing over me. I looked up, I was like, oh God, I gotta run.
The teen called the Coffee County Sheriff's Department, but by the time deputies arrived, the clown was nowhere to be found.
Yeah, of course.
Authorities say, with other clown sightings across the country, folks are on edge.
Somebody does approach them like that, you know, that could have a gun permit and feel threatened and feel that their children are threatened, and they could very easily shoot someone.
Tulo says he and his friends were on watch last night with bats and even guns, just in case.
I think these guys are up to something.
Yeah, they're troublemakers.
Especially the clown spotting on Monday night. Yeah. Folks around here say they are afraid to even walk around in their own neighborhood.
We're not walking around by ourselves anymore. We're walking in groups of two or three.
There are several clown Facebook pages.
Wow.
The teens
like
say they were threatened for going to police.
One sent me a friend request and then texted me and said, I'm next. Turn our house down. Yeah, they're going to chop all our toes off.
In Coffee County, Larry
Flowers. What the hell kind of county is this?
All right, Coffee County investigators say they haven't proven or disproven this clown attack, but they are investigating it. And these sightings have been reported now across the country, with several in Tennessee.
Okay. I love how everyone's like very proper speaking, like the announcers.
Yeah.
And then they interview the guys. They're like, "Yeah, well, you know, well, you gotta talk." It's like,
I thought I was gonna die.
Oh my gosh! Wow, I don't know.
They look like troublemakers.
Yeah, they look
to
like
me.
Troublemakers. I think, you know what? I think probably it was a friend.
Maybe they are the clowns.
Yeah, I think so. They're like, "Hey, let's fuck with the news."
Probably.
You know? And the news department, and it's funny, they have a whole, like, the guy's on remote, and he's like, "Hey, you got a." Hey, Brad, you got to go down to, remote, man. We got to have, there's a clown attack over there at Coffee County. You got to head over there. Okay. He's like, what? He's like, what? Is there something else going on the news right now? Like, let's do something else, you know? Like, it's like, might as well go, like, bee stings, you know, several people. That would be like a news footage right there. Like, one bee, like, stung, like, a bunch of other people like that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty unlikely.
Multiple stings on him. So, yeah, it must stingers on there. But I'm just, I don't know. I just thought that it was weird, like, a clown attack. But I'm like, but it's a guy in a clown mask. I think it's just an attack. In my, you know, clown attack, it's like, okay, I get, you know, he was wearing an outfit. But,
I mean, if he was wearing a ski mask, you know, you wouldn't, like, be like, oh, he was...
A skier.
Right.
A ski attack.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Because that used to happen a lot, like, I guess back in the day when people would wear ski masks and to rob a joint. I don't know if they still do it now. I think now when people wear a ski mask, you're like, okay, hold on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be great. It would be like, back then it goes, man, these skiers are trouble. You know, they're just robbing everything around here.
Skier sighting. And,
oh, man. Yeah. Like, we didn't even have snow over here. What's going on here? You know? Oh, man. But, don't... And I like how everyone's like, don't wear a clown. Don't wear a clown outfit or anything like that. It's like, it's fucking Halloween. What do you think is going to happen? Like, everyone's going to wear a clown outfit, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, man. Those kids are up to no good.
I think they're up to no good.
They were smiling. They were like, oh, yeah, we got a tag.
They're
all smiling.
I think they were smoking something before the news got there. And the news is like, all right, these are the only guys we can interview. So, and that's, all right, if his friends want to be on the thing, all right, fine, why not? This is Coffee County. That is a great name.
That is.
It's like, what county are you from? Coffee. Coffee County. There we go.
It's a great name.
We don't have coffee here. We don't have coffee. It's just a name. That's what it is. But in a LA county, I guess. Because that's the thing. It's LA county is kind of like a little presumptuous, a little like, it's like, you know, because like somebody, if you're living like Burbank or Venice,
right?
You're like, yeah, it's LA county or something, but it's really, but I'm in Venice, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, how come it says like one, just a generic name, county or something like that? Sunny County.
Well, I mean, all of Southern California is LA to the rest of the world.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. San Diego?
Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
Just all LA.
San Diego.
From San Francisco on south, just LA.
Yeah, it's all LA.
Yeah.
Santa Barbara?
Yeah.
LA.
Yep.
Even though it's not technically LA, but yeah, it's still LA right there. Is that how you, when you pictured LA, when you moved over here, you're like,
yeah. You're like, pretty much.
That's the thing, yeah. Cause
sprawling LA.
Yeah, because you're from. Are you from Jerome?
I'm from. Well, yeah, I'm from the valley that Jerome looks over. So,
wow. Do you see a lot of, when you're in that valley picking over? You go like, oh, there's a lot of ghosts around here.
Look at
that. It's like Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
like, oh, look at that. Sure. All right.
Really? Yeah.
Wow. The Valley. What did it call it? What's it called, Jerome? Like, what's its nickname? Valley of Ghosts?
No.
No?
No, it's just Jerome.
Just Jerome. Just Jerome.
There's no nickname.
Okay. What county is that?
It's Yavapai County.
Oh, okay.
Is Native American name.
Native American for
ghosts. It's a Native American. No, it's a Native American name.
That was it. Okay. Just checking. I'm just checking. I mean, that would be crazy. Imagine the Native Americans like, all right, we warned you, man. There's a lot of ghosts around here, but okay. You know, we don't even want this land. Like, screw that. Like, Poltergeist. It's like Poltergeist, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess right there. I don't think I've ever had... Brandon, have you ever had a ghost experience?
I have not, but I would love to have one.
Yeah, you're right. Because you're from Georgia, right? You never had one. Okay. I don't think Georgia would have a lot of plenty. Probably a lot of clown attacks, I guess, over down there.
North Carolina does.
North Carolina has a clown attacks? Really? Clown attacks? Really? Yeah, wow.
A lot of news about that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, a lot of North Carolina is having a lot of clown stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Watch out in the South. Watch out.
Yeah. People. Watch out for clowns.
Be
in the
careful.
South especially.
Okay. It's funny because I'm like, are they juggling? Are they making those balloon animals as they're assaulting people? Like, that would be kind of cool, wouldn't it? I'd be like, whoa. I'm like stabbed. I'm like, whoa, that was actually a pretty cool trick, man. You know what I mean? Oh, and you're like, no, I got to go to the hospital. I'll be back. Oh, man. Well, let's get down to the nitty gritty. You said you love horror movies?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure about that?
I do. I am.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just checking. You know,
it took me a long time.
Took it. Oh, really?
I used to be too scared, but now.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you had a hand coming at.
Yeah.
In the bathroom. So you must. Yeah. Exactly. Hand. That would be. It wasn't a guy in the. You know, are you sure it wasn't a guy or somebody?
Oh no! It was definitely not a person.
Yeah.
There was nobody there.
Oh no! Creepy. Yeah. What? Did you go like? Did you go? What a perv. We messing around with bathroom stalls.
I heard stories too.
Oh,
yeah. In that stall. The second stall.
Second stall. That should be the movie right there.
Second stall.
The second stall. They're like, well, okay, what's in that stall? It's like,
you don't want to know.
I don't know about that, man. You know, it's like, I gotta go. I really have to go. I mean, I had a burrito at Taco Bell. I'm like, I gotta go, man. It's like. Whatever, dude.
Just right. Use the first stall or the third stall, but not the second stall.
They're being used. They're out of order. The second stall. Someone's like, damn it. Oh, man. But the reason why I'm down, let's go down the pike.
Down the pike. Pike.
Because we're going to get down to the nitty gritty here with the movies. Because we're doing some movies. It's near the end of the year or so. But, this movie, I was going to do Birth of a Nation, but mm-hmm. I'm like, but that's always a serious piece and
it's
everything.
It's pretty serious.
Yeah, because I don't know if you know about Birth of a Nation, the original, it was a silent movie.
Oh, no.
It was like the most epic silent movie. Like, it was a big blockbuster. Like, it was supposedly like the big blockbuster at that time of a silent movie. But it was very controversial because it was, had to deal with a lot of like the Civil War mm-hmm. and the Reconstruction of the South. And what it was is that they had the African Americans that were there were perceived as the bad guys, mm-hmm. like ever so, and the Klan, the Ku Klux Klan, were conceived as like the heroes.
Oh,
so it was like this very you know thing because when you're seeing it, you're just like it's so like even the people at that time, like the NAACP, were like like they were trying to ban the movie and everything because it was so there, but it was. So it's very controversial, but over the years, it was like a lot of film directors, not for the content, but the way it was done, mm-hmm. and it's like epic 2 hour. It's like 2 hours, I think, the actual movie. That for them to do a silent movie like that long was crazy, you know. So
in that movie, the Ku Klux Klan was like the good guys,
right?
Oh wow,
yeah, and the African Americans, and they weren't African Americans; they were actually white actors in blackface.
Oh wow,
yeah. So and they were like very like. Like attacking women, they were like, you know, totally like evil and everything else. So it was very like the perception of that was very intense because even like I think a lot of like the Ku Klux Klan was revived in certain mm-hmm. parts of the country in that mm-hmm. part because they, of course, they saw the movie and they're like, yeah, like that's a problem. But this movie or the movie that we were gonna do is called Birth of a Nation, but actually it has nothing to do really with that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's about Nat Turner, The Revolt of Nat Turner. So I think they used the name of the movie as to say, we now reversed it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, I've seen Birth of a Nation, the original one.
Mm-hmm.
And they even had it, like, actually, there's a piece of it in Forrest Gump.
I missed that. It's been a long time since
I've seen it. Yeah, there's a part of Forrest Gump where when Forrest is talking about his ancestor, and he says that his ancestor was, like, the founder of the Ku Klux Klan.
Mm-hmm.
That part, or whatever, where all the Klansmen are on the horses and all that, that's from The Birth of a Nation, actually, mm-hmm. like that. So it's very intense. But we're not going to do that.
Okay.
So we're going to have a little fun right here. We call friend requests. So, when you get a friend request, sometimes, you know, you're like, whoa, who's this person, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I get excited. I'm like, oh, someone wants to be my friend? Oh, very nice. Yeah. I'm like, who are you? I'm like, okay. And then it's always like some bot. Guy. Yeah, or something like that. Or somebody with like the cleavage or something like that. And you're just like, I'm like, I don't know. I don't think anybody would do that on their profile pic, but maybe as a goof. But then you would see mutual friends. You're like, okay, I think this person knows.
If there's mutual friends.
Right, exactly. So you're like, okay, this person seems normal.
They're real.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but this one takes a different turn.
All right.
So let's check it out right here. All right. Friend Request, the official international trailer. Here we go. See?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that? The girl in my class.
Zero friends. Super weird.
Why do you have zero friends? Like even MySpace Tom, I think, would be friends with you.
I thought we were friends. Why did you accept my friendship?
Oh yeah, see, she freaked out on the girl.
Whoa.
Uh oh, don't. Oh no, she's gonna unfriend her.
Oh, scary.
Uh oh. Yeah, whispering creeps me out.
Whispering's always creepy. Oh god.
Oh my god.
A fellow student. Marina Mills committed suicide. There was a video uploaded. I urge you not to watch it.
I saw
they were uploaded on Facebook.
Wow. So according to you, Ms. Woodson, this video just magically appeared on your timeline.
I'm not posting this.
Did you try changing your password?
Yes, I've tried everything.
She's been back in my friends list.
You have no idea how crazy that is, do you?
That is what code normally looks like, not this.
This
isn't code.
Uh-oh. Oh, there we got code on there. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. It's possessing them and haunting them.
This is not real!
We've all been dying for her!
Looks like the ring.
What are you?
Uh-oh.
Oh, the
FFs. Yeah. It's like The Ring. It's like, but in this case, there's not a videotape.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a friend request.
Social media.
Yeah. I don't know.
New turn on social media.
I think.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you okay? You want to?
I don't know. I might need to.
it's always weird when, I was like wondering, I'm like, well, I don't think I'm going to have that friend request like that. That's going to be weird. Imagine if I start, you know, and it's like, who is it? I've had people post something on me, like sometimes, like sunglasses, like Ray-Ban sunglasses, tag me on the name.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and I go, who the fuck, who is that? Is that somebody? And I go, and it's probably like a bot, you know, it's whatever.
Or their account got hacked.
Right, but it's always funny because you go like, I hope they did that. I hope they tag like a Ray-Ban thing on this movie. That'd be great because like it'd be like, what? And it's not even like the person's not even scary. She's just annoying. And it's like, no wonder she has zero friends. She just tags me in every stupid thing. It's like, what? Like, I don't want to be tagged in this.
Yeah, you gotta unfriend that.
Yeah, you gotta unfriend it. Are you a quick unfriender? Or you go like, oh, this person's creepy.
No, I do like a restricted list. So
people
can only see certain stuff,
right.
But then they don't feel left out. Like,
right. Yeah. See, I'm free for all. See, I accept anybody. I think this demon. I think
you
would I
would
be
accept
like,
her.
Yeah, I think so. I would be like, yeah, yeah. What do you want to do? Yeah. What do you want to hang out? You want to chill? We get the Netflix and chill. If you want to do that? You know, we can see Unfriended. You know, that's a pretty good movie. You know, yeah. Like, I don't think I would be like so desperate. I would be like, I have friends, but it's always funny when I see how many friends, and I go, Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen this person like in 2 years, but okay. I guess I was wishing happy birthday.
Yeah.
So why not? As well right now. But yeah, I don't know. Are you going to see this movie? Are you going to?
I mean, maybe if I have the opportunity. I haven't heard of it before right now. So
yeah, I just heard of it just now.
It looks kind of scary. It doesn't look like a super, you know, out there concept or anything that, you know, nothing.
Right. But it's funny. I think you're going to hear that a lot now when the girl goes, did you try to change your password? And it's like, yeah, that's going to be like in every kind of social media. There's going to be like Snapchat. I think there's going to be like a horror movie about Snapchat.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
I wonder what it would be called. Snap-trap?
Snap-trap.
That'd be the thing. It's like, they have those weird faces, like the phone, but then they come out and they start looking like that, or they just vomit rainbows. Imagine.
Ew.
Would that be scary?
Or yeah. That'd be really, okay. No, that would be really scary.
I'm sorry. You're really creepy. Yeah. She just gave me that face. Like, I'm like, she's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? She's like, what's in your head?
I think I should go.
Yeah, you want to go? No. I was just spitballing it. I was just spitballing the whole thing. Damn. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, but yeah, I think it's like when somebody says, but if someone did friend me or friend request me and they had zero friends, I would be like, okay, that's a weird.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, like even the robots have like some friends, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like somebody, like some parent, like somebody like maybe in their 60s who don't really know much of Facebook, you know, they actually, when they see somebody, they're like, oh, okay, I'm friend this person. And of course, it's like a total weird photo or something and going like, oh, I friended like, like the other day, I saw something and it was like, what was it? It was a Hill Jonah or something like that. Mm-hmm. And like, I had a couple mutual friends, and I'm like, I don't think this is Jonah Hill. And I'm like, I don't know who mutual friends are, but I don't think this is. I mean, Hill Jonah looks a little cool than Jonah Hill, but I'm going to say this is a robot. I'm just going to say that. You know?
Yeah. Well, people can make up an account. Like, my friend did that with, like, a famous actress. He, like, made up an account for her and really? Then, like, said he was married to her.
Whoa. You know, are you serious?
And people, like, was like, oh, congratulations.
Oh, my God. Who was the actress?
Oh, I can't remember.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't remember who it was.
Damn. Would you do that?
No.
Okay, I'm just checking. All right, just making sure. That'd be cool. That'd be, like it's like you, well, you know, you could do Brad Pitt now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You want to do that?
Yeah, I'd fool everybody.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hey, look who I shacked up with.
Yeah, Brad Pitt. He just. What do you think, Angelina is mad because of me?
No. We all get along really well together.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right. Sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah. Not bad.
It's like that.
Not bad. Well, speaking of which, let's get down to the other one. Let's see. This is called The Girl on the Train. Mm-hmm. This is based on the book, which I didn't realize is a book.
Yeah, I haven't read it yet.
Oh, okay. But you have it at home?
No.
Oh, you haven't read it? Okay.
No, but when I see a book, like, there's a movie I like to read the book too.
Right. The Girl on the Train.
Like, the full picture. It's seen billboards everywhere.
Yeah. And it's, the and bus it's, stops. This is a mystery thing about a girl on a train.
On a train.
Who sees, she fantasizes, which is about a young couple, which is already kind of weird in itself, because it's like, if I was...
Is that weird?
I don't know. Like, I don't think... I take the bus every day, and I'm like, when I pass by, like, a certain apartment or something, I go like, I'm going to fantasize about a young couple in that apartment, you know, having a good life, you know, and everything like that. And then, like, yeah, that would be like, I would only creep myself out. I would be like,
really?
No. Yeah. Like, that to me is my equivalent of your hand coming out, you know, the stall. That is my thing. But I don't know. But this is starring Emily Blunt and a bunch of other people. And she sees something on the train and it freaks her out. And then she gets entangled with, like, I don't know, between reality and fantasy, between who that person that she saw maybe or something. I don't know. Well, let's check out the trailer.
Let's check out the trailer.
You know, I thought it was Angelina Jolie at first.
Oh, really? Why?
Because she, Emily Blunt, when I saw the poster or the thing, I was like, oh, is that Angelina Jolie? And I go, oh, no, it's Emily Blunt. Because, I don't know, just kind of similarities.
Definitely. Looks a little bit like Laura Croft there.
Oh, okay. The Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she should be Tomb Raider.
Emily Blunt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she would be a better Emily.
Really?
I think so. Just saying. I don't know. Or maybe...
I don't know. I like Angelina.
Okay. I don't know. I never saw Tomb Raider.
It's okay.
It's okay. Have you ever played the video game?
No.
The video game was actually not bad. I actually enjoyed some of the video game. But when I saw the movie, I was like, okay, I guess you could. It's like Indiana Jones, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like a woman. But let's say right here, the girl on the train, and I can't wait for the sequel, the guy on the train. Because you never know. That'd be awesome if there was like a guy. That would be the sequel right here. Let's see. Here we go. Uh-oh. I'm scared already.
It's going to be good.
A teacher once told me I was the mistress of self-reinvention.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, sexy.
It's like having a secret.
Oh, look, they're getting right into it.
And nobody but me knows I'm doing it.
Uh-oh. Yoga friends.
The haters.
Yeah. See, now she's going in the tunnel, right? And this is the woman disappeared.
Yeah.
I saw her. I saw her from the train.
What did you see?
She was with this man. Just for a second. Is this her?
Uh-oh. To a woman so heartless. Yeah, it's weird. It's like very sexy.
Very sexy.
Yeah.
I was in the city, and then I went to visit my husband.
You mean your ex-husband?
Mm-hmm.
It's my understanding that the woman who was gone missing was his nanny.
Ex-husband. Is that the therapist or something? Like,
Rachel,
sure.
I need you to stay away. So what did you do during those hours that night?
I don't remember. There's some time missing. Happened that night in the tunnel. Tell me the truth.
Which of no, she got a hair pull.
Yikes. And not in the good way.
Yeah, I know.
You were seen in the area that night. How could you be so hard? Did you murder Megan Hipwell?
No.
That'd be funny if she just goes, yes. That's a trailer. And she goes, okay, we don't have to see that.
Why are you here?
Because I'm afraid of myself.
Oh boy. Yeah, cool. She's creepy.
She's
the type, like, if I was on the train, I would be like, oh, this girl's like, oh, she's pretty. Oh, let me talk to her. And I would be like, at the end of the train trail, I would be like, oh, she's weirdo.
Not your type,
yeah,
huh?
I'd be like, God, what a creeper. I'm like, what'd you see? What did somebody get? I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see anybody, you know. I would be like, oh, man, I was about to ask her out. I was this close to asking her out, and she freaked out, and everybody started calling the cops and everything. And just, I'm like,
it's a good thing. It. Good thing she.
Yeah. Has ever never you never seen, like, that on the train or anything like that? Like, oh, shit, you know.
I mean, you know, crazy stuff happens on the train, but.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. Not in the train. That's the thing. See, I would have seen, like, it would be more in the train.
Right.
Or shit going down, like, you know, like some crazy person, you know, talking to himself, you know, or something like that.
And fights on the train.
Yeah, fights,
stuff
yeah.
like that, yeah.
Right, you know. Yeah, you know. Train stuff.
Yeah.
You know? But not this time. But yeah, there's a lot of sexual tension.
It's very sexy. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it like what's that movie? Or book, The Shades of Grey?
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that one, actually.
50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey. BDSM. Stuff.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I like how the trailer, like, when you saw it, like, it was like, it's like the first, like, it's almost like acted like if it was like the first movie to ever deal with BDSM. And I'm like, no, I think there's a lot of other stuff that was like way before. Like, we get it. We get that approach, you know? Like, we get the guy's kind of kinky. We get that. But
yeah.
It's like, well, what else? Like, is there anything else? Like, I mean, is there another fetish he's into or something like that? That's like too, you know?
I missed that whole 50 Shades of Grey train.
The whole train?
The whole train. It took off without me.
That was on a train, too. No, just kidding.
No, that's also on a train.
Yeah, I remember when I was a teenager, the big movie to see, like, blew everybody's mind, for especially, I was 15, I think, and I was like, oh my God, I have to see this movie, was Basic Instinct.
Oh,
with Sharon Stone. It made Sharon Stone like a big star.
Yeah,
and that was the thing where it was like they were showing stuff that you were like, oh no, that like normally you would see like a movie, it would be like a breast or somebody would be nude, but this one was like crazy. Like it was like there was like a scene too where like Sharon Stone's like making out with this other hot girl, and I'm like, oh my god! Like I remember just turning my friend going, like, oh shit! Like that's crazy. This is like I don't want to fucking go to the bathroom or anything like that. Like,
chasing Amy.
Yeah, there. Yeah. But this is like way before. Like this was like one of those things where, and then like there's a lot of stuff, and I remember going because I looked a little older than I was, you know. I had a little mustache that kind of right there that kind of grew out, you know, just to look a little more older than I was. And I remember going to the theater. It was in Century City. I was going to the theater and I went to the ticket and the woman said, no, it's like, how old are you? And I'm like an idiot. I go, I'm 15. And like, I actually said my age, you know, and she goes, oh no, we can't, you know, sell you the ticket. And my friend who is the same age as I am, who looked 11 because he looked like Poovy didn't even hit him that hard, you know? And I'm like, are you kidding me? So, and I called my sister and saying like, hey, or I went to my sister who was working at the department store in that mall. And I go, can you buy the tickets for me? Can you buy the tickets? Because we were like, we were dead. We're like,
you really wanted to see this movie.
Yeah, this is Saturday. And so we're like, we made plans to see this movie. Yeah. And we're going to see it. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to go back up to the box office. And I got a different person. I go, I want two for Basic Instinct. And she goes, okay, that's going to be... I don't know. What was it, like $16? Or this is how old it was. Or this is like back then, it wasn't that much.
Yeah.
But it was. I was like, "Fuck, we did it. We're in the fucking
confidence."
And then
goes a long way.
We saw the movie, and I remember being like, "Oh my god! I couldn't even tell anybody else because I mean we couldn't tell anybody, you know?
Yeah."
Except for like our friends in Monday, but I remember like saying like, "Hey man, I saw Basic Instinct, man. Fucking, that was nuts." Yeah, she crossed her legs because there's that scene where she's crossing her legs, and you see like everything, and you're like, and there's Newman, or the actor who played Newman in Seinfeld, like in the movie, and he's like licking his lips, like, "Oh, like, you know, it's like it's so weird. It's a weird movie. Like it's not even like the greatest plot, really, like at all. It's not really. It's like okay, but." Those moments where you're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Like, it was one of those things where it's like, I don't think it would come out like that. I think, like, it would be like, they would be like, no, we can't really. It would be like NC-17 or something.
Yeah.
Like that, I think so. I don't know if you've seen it or Basic Instinct.
It's been a long time.
That time.
I need to rewatch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a copy. I'll let you do
that. Okay.
Okay. No, just kidding. After a while, I was like, this is old stuff. Like, that was my 15-year-old. I'm like, I'm an adult now. I do whatever I want, you know? But, yeah, I don't know. Are you going to see this girl on the train?
I do want to see it, actually. I think it looks...
Do you think she did it?
You know, the trailer really preserves a lot of the mystery of the movie. I don't even really know what's going on at all. Right. So.
I know. But that was really weird. It's like, oh, my husband. It's like, oh, you mean your ex-husband?
So that must be part of the plot somehow. Yeah, maybe he did it.
Yeah, maybe she's protecting him. I don't know. I guess we have to
see. Yeah.
Because
maybe that guy who was with the dead girl was the ex-husband. Maybe he must have something to do with it.
Or maybe she was... Because I think it's like he was... Maybe the ex-husband was cheating.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. But then there's another guy involved, too.
Oh, is there two guys?
Yeah, it's two guys.
Well,
I think it was Brandon. No, that's good.
He nods.
Brandon like nods. Like yeah. I'm like, yeah, that was me, man.
I did it.
Yeah, and I had fun doing it, man. Ooh, it was good times. That stupid train came by. I'm like, yeah,
ruined everything.
Oh, this train.
That girl on the train.
I'm like, we were under a bridge too. How can she just? Oh, what annoying. But let's get to the final now. Preview right here, Mr. Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
On Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I mean, I just saw Chasing Amy last night, and...
Oh, really? How did I...
Have you seen it?
Did you like it?
I liked it, yeah.
Yeah? It's been a real long time since I've seen it.
I thought it was, like, a really smart... I mean, I liked the... what's her name? The... Alyssa, the girl in the movie. I thought she was really smart and...
Right.
Very eloquent and...
Uh-huh.
yeah, strong character. But Ben Affleck just looks so different. It's like he's not even the same guy person.
Yeah,
at all.
It looks so weird. I mean, he's so gotten older. Yeah,
yeah. He's kind of like a square and like with no experience. Like just totally different guy.
Yeah, he's not that's the Ben Affleck that like. It was like a couple years after Good Will Hunting, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it?
Chasing Amy. I think Chasing Amy was like 1999. Mm-hmm. I remember when that came out, everyone was like, oh, it's about lesbians or so. I'm like, that's all Basic Instinct, dude. Come on.
Yeah, I didn't even show anything.
No.
There wasn't even a boob in it.
Oh, come on. Ridiculous. You gotta have something there. See, I was raised in the 80s in a way, too, because like, and everything was like Porky's. Like, I was trying to describe somebody that was like half my age about the movie Porky's. I don't know if you've ever heard of this movie.
No.
It's like the campiest, cheesiest, like, 80s movie about, like, a bunch of kids, a bunch of, like, young, not young boys, but they're, like, teens. And they're, like, and it's, like, we want to see naked. They go, it's, like, that scene where they go to, like, the, underneath the high school, and they go to the bathroom, and they look into the hole or whatever, and you can see the girls like all taking mm-hmm. a shower, and they're like, oh my god, this is so great. You know what I mean? It's like the perviest movie. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's one of those movies where it's like, it was a comedy, but there's not really anything like funny, but you're just like, it was like, fuck it, we're just gonna go full on, you know, nudity, anything goes kind of situation. And it made a lot of money.
Really?
It made like a lot of things, but yeah, that one, that movie, I don't think it would be made today. It would be like, okay, it's a little weird, but
yeah.
It's kind of pervy, but, and it's, I don't know, it's, yeah, have you ever seen that movie, Brandon? Damn. I'll have to
watch it, though.
Yeah, I have it. No, I'm just kidding. I did have it. I don't know, I don't think I have it anymore. I think someone gave it to me, and I was like, oh, I don't want to, it's kind of
not worth it.
Porky's, yeah.
No.
And it's so weird, because Porky's is like the name of the it was like the name of the strip club, and that's what it was. Like, they wanted to go to Porky's, which was like the strip club.
Porky's.
And then who was like the name? That was like the name of the owner, who was like a real jerk.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, Porky's. He was a big fat guy with scar and everything. Mm. And he...
stereotypical.
Yeah, it was a really stereotypical. And, it was based like in the 50s or something.
Oh.
So, and like Porky was like the owner of the strip club, and he fucks with the kids. Like, he knew they were underage and they were doing, so he messes with them. And then they said, you know what? We're going to get revenge on Porky. And well, that's what they do. Yeah. And then of course there was Porky's 2, Porky's Revenge. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, oh, there's like 4 of them. Oh. There's like 4 Porky's.
Wow. That's why.
Julia's like, I don't get it. I mean, Bridget Jones, you know, Diary, Baby, I get that.
No, I don't.
No, you don't? Okay. Really? Not a big fan of the Bridget Jones?
Well, that was a long time ago, and, I mean, doesn't she, like, look totally different now? I'm pretty sure they CG'd her face,
yeah,
like, in this movie to make her look like she used to.
She used to do. I don't know if she
which
got...
Which is just weird. Like, yeah. why do that?
Yeah. It's weird, when, I guess, when... I don't know if it convinces celebrities to, like, do facelifts or do, like, anything if they're doing something on their face, you know? But it's, like, it's just really weird.
It is really weird.
Yeah. I mean, like, I remember, like, Al Pacino, I think, got a facelift. Yeah. Because he was a little, well, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I guess so. If you're Al Pacino.
He's probably looking at his face like, oh, my God. I look like Marlon Brando. Like in the fucking Godfather. Fucking, it's like, shit. I got to get me a face doctor now. That's why you would call them face doctors.
Yeah.
But this one is called, this is the reason why it's called, is because this is the next Ben Affleck movie. You know, he just played Batman.
Mm-hmm.
He got a lot of shit for it, too. But this one, he plays the accountant.
Yeah.
He plays an accountant who almost seems like a hitman.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But he's badass.
He's badass. Like, super badass.
Super badass.
Yeah.
So, we'll... I don't know.
I don't think Ben Affleck is that badass. So.
No, Liam Neeson's more badass.
Yeah.
And he's like twice his age.
Definitely.
You know? See, Liam Neeson never got work, I don't think. I don't know.
Mm.
You don't think he got a facelift?
No.
No?
I don't know.
Maybe. No. Well, I'll
have to take a look at him.
Yeah, we have to investigate. We're going to do an investigation. Actually, we're going to tweet at him. We're going to go, like, Mr. Neeson, did you ever get a facelift? Oh, I should do that. But I don't think he's on Facebook. I don't even think he's on Twitter.
No.
He might be on Snapchat.
Maybe. He might be. Snapchat.
That'd be awesome if he was on Snapchat.
I'd
be like,
Snapchat him.
Yeah. Right here. But let's just call it The Accountant.
Your son is a remarkable young man. He has highly advanced cognitive skills.
That's already a problem.
He has more in common with Einstein or Mozart than he does with us. I'd like to work with your son. Help him develop the skills he'll need to lead a full life.
It's not going to happen. The world is not a friendly place. And that's where he needs to learn to live.
Get into financial consulting. My dad was an accountant. You know, he had the whole shtick. The dorky pocket protector.
I have a pocket protector.
Yeah, that's I should a nice go on one. From my work.
Oh, is she from,
She's from up in
the
air.
Do you like puzzles?
Yeah.
Tell me what you see. Oh, was taken 3 years ago by an undercover agent.
It's the same person.
He was spotted in Tehran, Tel Aviv, and Naples.
Naples.
This guy risks his life on cooking the books for some of the scariest people on the planet. Drug cartels, arms brokers, money launderers, assassins. Who survives this kind of clientele? Imagine the secrets this guy has.
She was in Pitch Perfect, too.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
What are you doing here?
Who are you?
I'm the accountant. What are you talking about? That'd be awesome. You're like, yeah, I'm your accountant. Really?
Sooner or later, different scares people.
I have difficulty socializing with other people, even though I want to.
He wants to.
There's people looking for you.
If their secrets get too big, killing it may be the cost of doing business. If you go down this road, you can't go back. Some of my clients are quite dangerous.
Why would your clients follow you? You're an accountant. We have to go to the police.
Police can't protect you.
He's so innocent.
I know.
Oh, he blows up that smiley face.
Oh, John, that gal's in this
room. So who is he?
The accountant.
Like a CPA accountant?
Not quite.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, accountant. Because he's not a CPA. It's like, what is he... What numbers is he crunching? Bodies, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I guess that's what happens when you're super genius.
Yeah, you become an assassin. Yeah. I like how at the beginning the guy's like, I'm here to help your son. Like, we can mold him. And the guy's like,
no. Not gonna happen.
It's like we could send your... You know, he could be the, you know, the one of the greats or whatever. He's like... Not my kid. Nah, he's a weirdo. He looks like an assassin, doesn't he? Like, yeah, I think he'll be that, you know. My gosh, I don't know.
Has Ben Affleck played many characters that are like really unsociable? I can't picture him. Mm-hmm. He has, do you think?
Gone Girl.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
But he was.
But he was. I mean, he was more sociable.
Yeah, like this one, he's almost like.
Like, he could get a mistress in that movie. He couldn't in this movie.
This one, he's like, I don't even think he's probably like a virgin, I think, in this movie, probably. This character.
Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you know? He might be.
He's like almost, would he be autistic in a way?
Maybe.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. So,
maybe autistic a little bit.
Kids mm-hmm. equals accounting/assassins. Right? Like that's how it works? Is that how that thing works? Right there. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, I love how he goes. The guy goes, drug dealers, assassins, money launderers, and I'm like, money launderers. So that dangerous? Like, usually they're like pretty like, hey man, we need you to be up front. You know, like just be up front for our fake business or something like that. Usually they don't seem like the most scary. Like if somebody says like, hey man. That guy's money laundering. I'm like, oh shit, get him the fuck out of here. Like, yeah, I would be like, if he's a drug dealer or if he was like an assassin or something, I would be like, oh fuck, get him out, you know?
Yeah, well, money launderers are probably tied to some pretty shady things.
Yeah.
I mean, Breaking Bad with the like, she's laundering money at the car wash, right?
Right. And
her husband's super scary.
Exactly.
Badass.
Yeah. I don't know. Are you going to see this movie?
I'm probably less likely to see it than The Girl on Train, but after we've talked about it, now I want to see it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I want to know it.
I want to know what he's actually doing. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what is his deal? Because, I don't know, it seems like to me, like, he's being hired by clients to do something or to kill people. Is that what it is?
Yeah, he's crunching something.
He's crunching numbers. I think he is doing accounting.
He's shooting
I think he's
things.
Doing both jobs. I think he's actually... doing the numbers. He's a CPA, and he's also saying, you know what, I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta kill a guy.
He's got a pretty badass gun.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's a gun, like, I mean, yeah, I don't...
You mean business when you have that.
Yeah, like...
That's not self-defense.
No, no. And if that gun, like, that was a gun, like, I mean, if JFK was down there, you know, like, in the thing, and you had that gun, it would be like, oh, this is a picnic, you know, this is a walk in the park for, I mean, you know, that guy, I mean, what was his name? What was the guy? Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yeah.
Like, if he had that gun, he would be like, oh, man, yeah, this is perfect. Like, I don't have to use my, easy. You know, yeah, this is simple.
Yeah, job's basically done.
Yeah, I got to do that, you know. Is there assassins even anymore? I don't see that many.
Yeah. You don't see that many assassins?
No, assassinations. Do I see that? Because when I was a kid, there was used to be a lot of assassinations. Like,
oh, they just cover it up now.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, even like, yeah, there was one guy, I forgot what country he was, but I think he was like in the UN or something. Some guy went up to him. Sorry, I almost hit you. He went up to the guy and with the gun. And I thought like he was gonna like pull the trigger.
Not on me.
That would be my ghost story. What are you talking about? I'm not that powerful. Really, like that. It was like somewhere in the UN. I think he was like a president of some country, and some guy went up to him, like total, like point blank, like about to shoot him. And the guy didn't even bat an eye. The guy, like the president, didn't even bat an eye. Or something.
So badass.
The gun, I guess, got stuck, and the guy did it, and he just, like, wailed on the guy, and they all tackled him, and never... And, like, the president, I think, even went back to whatever speech he was doing.
He's like, oh, just another day.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
I would have been like, oh, shit. I would have been like, it was his. It was his fault. It was him. He made me do it. You know? It's like, wait, do what? He's like, I was messing around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I would be really freaked out if that was the case.
Assassins are still,
really?
Still around.
I don't know.
I think the man is the assassin.
The man.
Who's the man?
Who would be the man?
The man. The man.
Mr. Big, right there.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, but who was he assassinating, though, lately?
Just
random people, looks
yeah,
like?
Yeah, like, people who are going against the grain, you know? Mm-hmm. People just, like, disappear all the time.
Right. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That is weird, in a way.
It is weird.
Any disappearance stories in that Jerome, Arizona?
I mean, you know, you go to Walmart. Every Walmart has the missing kids. So.
Oh, I was about to say, I'm like, really?
Walmart in Jerome.
But they find those kids, I hope, right?
Yeah. No, like, they don't.
Oh, they don't? What? No. Really?
There's a lot of missing people.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean. You know, that's the thing, too, because I was growing up, it was always, they would be on the mail carton, you know, and they would have, like, the saying, oh, so-and-so has been missing. Now, I didn't even see anything, really, anymore. Like, every now and then, like, I see more stuff on pets than I see, really, with dogs, you know.
Well, there's, like, billboards sometimes.
Yeah. And you always go, like, I knew somebody, actually, I went to high school with somebody that went missing.
Really?
But I think supposedly, from what I understood, was that he may have been involved with something like shady, maybe that,
like,
you know,
the accountant.
Something like that, maybe. So, and I don't think they ever found him.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know what's the deal with that.
Sketchy.
It's kind of creepy. Yeah. You know? Yeah, because someone told me about that, and I was like, I looked it up, and I was like, oh shit, that's fucking weird. I'm like, I wonder what happened. I was like, well, I'm not going to, I don't know. Yeah.
Life is a mystery.
It is.
It is. It really is.
Right. And you know who's ready to see a Porky's trailer?
This guy.
I'm like, no, this girl. Yeah, me. No, just kidding. Yeah, let's play it. Let's play this. Let's end it on a high note because we're creeping Brandon out already a little bit with that.
I'm going to be creeped out when I leave here.
Let's play this. This is a classic and an oldie but a goodie. Okay, it's Porky's, kids. You know, it's the way it was back in the day. You're gonna get shocked. You're gonna be like, oh my god.
Really?
Yeah.
Rated R.
20th Century Fox would like to introduce you to Pee-wee and his pals.
Pee-wee?
Tommy, Mickey, Tim.
I'm going tonight, right?
I don't know.
And the biggest man on campus.
Why do they call you Meat? Because it's so big?
When they're not in class, They're into everything.
Okay.
Okay, the energy, you're gonna need it.
Okay.
Okay, pull over.
Coast is clear.
But what they'd like to get into most is a place called Porky's.
I left my idea. Here, use this one. That's my Bible school card.
Unfortunately, we can only show you the outside of Porky's.
Oh.
Because what goes on inside is not to be believed.
Not to be believed.
Oh, Kim Cattrall's in it.
We'd like to show you more of the locker room, but this kind of physical education just like really isn't taught.
Wow.
We can't show you more of the shower scene. Because what they're looking at isn't watered down.
They want us to look.
Watered down.
You too will be back for a second look.
Yeah, I've made a lot of money. I think a lot of people weren't. Like,
people wow. Hey, I'm ready.
Yeah. Come and it looks. Yeah, like that made like $100 million, I think, in the box office.
Oh, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, you're going to watch it. You're going to enjoy it.
Only the first one, though. I don't want to watch the sequels. That's stupid.
Forky the Next Day. That's what they call it.
Really?
Yeah, it's called. It was Forky's
The Day
Revenge.
After.
The day. It was like the next day. And I'm like, but you're looking like, they look a little older, like a couple older or something like that. That would be kind of cool. I wish like they would kind of do that. Where, I guess Back to the Future is kind of like that, where it's like, yeah, it is like the next day or something. Because we're at the end of Back to the Future. You've seen Back to the Future, right? We're at the end. Doc comes out and he's like, "We gotta go back. You know, we gotta go back to the future." And he's like, and Marty's looking at Doc and looking at his girlfriend going like, okay, this is my friend Doc. You know, I guess I gotta go back to the future, you know.
Yeah.
And but it is literally like the next day. It's almost like, I think Back to the Future technically is like one day or 2 days like that. They keep going back in time and everything. I don't know.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Would you go? I love time travel. I would love to go.
I would.
Back. I remember seeing the movie, was it Looper?
I didn't see it.
Oh, did you see Looper? Great movie. It was one of those movies where I saw the trailer and I was like, I'm not too sure about it. But when I saw it, I'm like, oh, this is really cool. And it has to do with time travel, basically. And the fact that the mob or organized crime took over like the machine for time travel for them to go back.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And what happened was that they would your young self, or how was it that the old self, like you would live, yeah, that's right, like you would live to a certain point and then something would come back in time and shoot you and kill you, right?
Yeah, basically what it would be is you would kill so many people, and then once you're done and your time is up, they would send your past self to the future you, and then you would kill him, and then that would erase your timeline or something.
Right.
Yeah. Cool.
But in this case, but the thing was in Bruce Willis' case was that they killed his wife or something, and he thought the only way back was to kill the person who killed his wife.
Right.
That was the thing.
Oh.
And he meets his past, like he meets his old self, who was played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, right? Yeah. And you meet the name? It was like the Widowmaker, I think it was called. The gangster. They were like gangsters or something like that. And there was like the Widowmaker was the one where it was like almost like the accountant. Like, yeah, like he was really smart. Like, not smart, but he was very special because he was like, I think he would like blow people apart. Was that the case? Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that was his like power.
Gross.
Or something, yeah. And so he was like the main. And the thing is, he tries to go back in time and try to kill the kid, you know, or something like that.
That sounds really complicated.
Yeah, it is. Once you get hooked to it, you're like, okay, you buy into it.
Yeah,
you buy into it. Jeff Daniels was in it, and he was like a gangster, but he was going back into the past, and it was crazy. It was really good. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Oh, I'll watch it.
Yeah, definitely right there. So I don't know. Yeah, so are you going to see Porky's in the movie theater? Are you going to see it?
Selected theater near me.
I like when he goes, it's not watered down. We don't want to show. It's like, oh, I miss those days with the trailers when they would have a guy speak over it.
Yeah.
You know? I wish they would bring those back.
It's not like that anymore.
Yeah. now they have the music around there or something like that.
Dramatic. Gotta get people's attention.
Yeah. I'm like, but I would like it. You know, I think that they should do it in the comedies. It's like, oh, Adam Sandler's into it again. You know, it's like,
yeah. It'd be like a throwback. I mean, Stranger Things, sort of like a throwback like that. They had the title is exactly like that
portrait. Right. With the, exactly.
Comes up on the screen. But,
right.
But so, yeah.
Back in the old days right there.
They're bringing it back.
I hope so.
Yeah.
What, Jules or Juliet?
Yes. Yes, yes.
I'm going to say thank you for doing this show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, where can we find you? Because you're on the...
I'm on Instagram is my main platform that I use. And Juliet is Jules with Juliet.is.jules
on Instagram. Okay.
Juliet is Jules.
And I saw you on those Quasi videos.
And I do, Hey, It's Quasi. You can find him on YouTube. Hey, It's Quasi.
Very nice. Yeah. Answering those questions.
We talk about some fun stuff. We're going to get together next week. We have a duet we're going to sing together.
Uh-oh. Can you name it or no?
Yeah, it's from the movie Juno, Anyone Else But You, by the Moldy Peaches.
I don't think I've seen... No, I never saw Juno. Sorry.
That's a cute little song. It'll be fun to sing with a puppet. Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Kermit and Robert De Niro. It's like this weird moment where you're like, you know, Kermit's like
singing. It's a love song.
Okay. Well.
So.
Okay.
Me and Quasi.
Are you gonna kiss? That'd be good. Imagine.
Maybe.
That'd be so weird. I'd be like, they're like, Jules, calm the fuck down. What are you doing? Like, what the fuck are you doing? You're like, you just kissed a puppet. It's like, God damn.
Some people are into that sort of thing.
Yeah, I know. Hey. Are we on? Are we on? No, just kidding. All right. Well, thank you again for doing the show. And Brandon, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Don't be a stranger. You're a young kid. Got a lot of potential. Got a life into you. You look like you would be in Porky's or something, but it's a good kid. You know what? And you maybe. Know, I don't think you would be attacked by a clown. Maybe a ghost from Jerome, Arizona, but maybe we'll see what happens. But those kids.
Scary.
Yeah.
They're up to no good.
Coffee County. That's what I'm saying. I wonder what they call it. I wonder what the other county is. T County? Hemp County? Marijuana County? I don't know. Just saying. I don't know. I'm pretty sure. Who knows? Well, thanks again, Juliet.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. And everybody, please watch Porky. No, all right. Everybody, just have some fun and happy Halloween. Yay.
Yay. Ghosts.
You have received this transmission from the Comedy Podcast Network. For more shows, visit comedypodcastnetwork.com.